In the occult world, there's one book that contains the most powerful spells and rituals of all, a book that could be used for many different reasons. Legend has it that this book is so powerful that it could be used to summon the devil and make a pact with him. This book is no other than the Red Dragon or the Grand Grimoire. Today, we will be unveiling its secrets and exposing its darkness. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Red Dragon Grimoire. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. Also, I just wanted to give you guys a disclaimer that I have lost my voice and I am in the recovering process, but I didn't want you guys to wait anymore. So I decided to record like this. So bear with me, please. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. While most of the world doesn't believe in magic or the spiritual world, most of the influential leaders in the world always seem to. Whether it's the elite who are a part of a Masonic organization that practice ceremonial and ritual magic, or the upper levels of Hollywood that dabble in witchcraft and the esoteric teachings of ancient occultists. To them, magic is very real, and they believe that by using magic, they can harness spiritual power to reshape their reality. While today, magic is seen as fantasy that's only real in movies, in history, that wasn't the case, as magic was taken much more seriously in the past. In those days, magic was very real to people, and many people sought out ways to be able to harness it for their benefit. This is where the Grand Grimoire comes into play, believed to be one of the most powerful grimoires ever created. Now, for those who don't know what a grimoire is, a grimoire is a book of spells, incantations, and magical instructions that are used by witches and sorcerers. Grimoires also can include information on how to make magical accessories like amulets and talismans, and to perform charms, divination, and summon spirits, deities, and demons. The word grimoire comes from the French word grammaire, which means grammar book or learned work. The first real grimoire was thought to have appeared in the early Christian centuries by the 4th century AD. In those days, there were many grimoires, with a good amount of them being fakes. Books made by people trying to make money off vulnerable people who are looking for ways to use magic to better their circumstances. When it comes to the Red Dragon Grimoire, that isn't the case. It was believed to be an authentic grimoire that could be used to cast all kinds of spells and even control the forces of hell. The Grand Grimoire's origins are uncertain, with some dating it to 1421, 1521, or 1522. What we do know is that the introductory chapter was written by Antonio Venatina, who claimed to have gathered his information from the writings of King Solomon. We will be talking more about King Solomon in a bit. Legend has it that the original Grand Grimoire was discovered in King Solomon's tomb. Now, the spells in the book are rather dark and disturbing, and believed to be authentic spells, which I don't recommend, and actually insist you don't try any of them, as using this book could be very dangerous. Nothing this book could give you is worth the consequences that come with using it. Some of the spells in this book require the practitioner to do some very dark, disturbing activities. While the grimoire has many spells like ones to help you win the lottery or to turn oneself invisible, the main reason people used the grimoire was to summon demons and control them, or even make a pact with them, basically selling their soul. In the book, you can find instructions to summon a long list of demons. The book gives you instructions about how to summon the three greater demons in demonology: Lucifer, Emperor of Hell; Beelzebub, the Prince of Hell; and Azathoth, the Grand Duke of Hell. These demons are very difficult to summon and control, and it requires the practitioner to be very well trained in magic and the occult. Summoning these demons could be extremely dangerous and would only work if done correctly. If someone manages to summon one of these demons, they must be spiritually strong. If not, they may risk the chance of possession. We will talk more about how the book instructs summoning these demons in a bit, so stay tuned. The book also mentions 6 lesser demons that are easier to summon and control. These demons are Lucifuge, Raphael, who is the Prime Minister of Hell; Santanchia, who is the Commander-in-Chief of Hell; Algoreptit, who is the Commandant; Fluridity, who is the Lieutenant General; Sagittanius, who is the Brager Major; and Iberios, who is the Marshal and Inspector General. It's believed that all these lesser demons are working under Lucifer's order. On top of the book providing the rituals to summon these high-ranking demons, they also have instructions on how to summon smaller, less powerful demons, which is believed there's millions of them. Now let's talk about how the book claims a person can summon these demons. The book instructs the person who is planning on summoning these demons to first draw a magical circle in the ground around them. This magical circle is used for protection of the magician summoning the demon. They then must draw a magical triangle on the ground in front of the circle. This triangle works as a trap for the demon, keeping them bound to the pyramid. The circle and triangle must be drawn in perfect detail, or it would not work. Or worse, that magician can end up getting hurt or even possessed. While doing this ritual, the summoner must be wearing the seal of the demon they are trying to summon. Then, they must place the demon's seal in the triangle while reciting the specific incantations that are designed to communicate with the demon. These incantations are normally in Latin and must be said exactly as it was intended. Any mistakes will render the ritual useless. Now, if everything is done correctly after finishing the incantations, the demon should physically appear in the triangle where the summoner could try to force the demon to give it what they want or even make a pact with the demon so it may willingly help them. Now, when it comes to summoning Lucifer and selling your soul, it's a bit more complicated. The first thing the summoner must do is to invoke the name of God in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The summoner must then recite the incantation that would force Lucifer to appear. If the summoner states the incantation correctly to the exact detail, Lucifer should appear inside of the magical triangle. The incantation is called the Grand Invocation of the Great Kabbalah. Once the summoner recites the incantations twice perfectly, this should force Lucifer to appear. Then the summoner must then try to convince Lucifer to give them what they want by either torturing Lucifer or striking a deal with him in exchange for your soul. I want to say this again. I strongly recommend no one do this or even buy the Grand Grimoire. This isn't something people should be experimenting with, as it could have dangerous outcomes. The Red Dragon Grimoire is one of the most powerful grimoires because of this ritual that would put you face to face with the devil himself, but it comes at a very expensive price. Now, this grimoire isn't the only grimoire connected to King Solomon. Those of you should know King Solomon from the Bible as the king who built the Temple of Solomon. What most people have no idea about is how Solomon built that temple. According to the Testament of Solomon, a composite text ascribed to King Solomon but not regarded as canon scripture by Jews or Christians, Solomon was enabled to build this temple by commanding demons by means of a magical ring that was entrusted to him by the Archangel Michael. Solomon used the ring to command hordes of demons he used for forced labor to build the temple. The way that Solomon got this ring is rather interesting. When a demon named Ornasis harasses a young man who is friends with Solomon by sucking out his vitality through the thumb of his right hand, Solomon prays in the temple and receives from the Archangel Michael a magical ring with the seal of God on it, which will enable him to command the demons. Solomon has a young man throw the ring at the demon Ornasis, which stamps him with the seal and brings him under their control. Then Solomon orders the demon Ornasis to take the ring and similarly imprint the prince of demons, Beelzebub. Beelzebub was one of the highest ranking angels in heaven before his fall. With Beelzebub under his command, Solomon now has all of the demons at his bidding to build the temple. While this was working in Solomon's favor at first, things eventually went bad for the king. In the book, Solomon describes how he fell in love with a Shunammite woman and agreed to worship Moloch in exchange to be intimate with the woman. Solomon agrees to sacrifice to Moloch, but at first only sacrifices 5 locusts by simply crushing them in his hand. Immediately, the Spirit of God departs from him, and he is made foolish, and his name becomes a joke to both humans and demons. Solomon concludes his text with a warning to readers. He tells them not to abandon their beliefs for sex like he did. This is all very interesting, because Solomon is actually a very important figure in the occult world. The entire Masonic organization is built off the idea of the creation of Solomon's temple. It is believed that Solomon himself wrote his own grimoire, which are called the Greater Key and the Lesser Key of Solomon. Grimoires that are full of spells, rituals, and incantations used by many occultists to this very day. The Masons see themselves building their inner temple using the occult teachings of King Solomon. If you guys want me to make a full video on the story of King Solomon and his grimoire, comment King Solomon below. Something else that's quite interesting about the Red Dragon Grimoire is that the original is believed to be kept in the Vatican's archives, hidden away with only the Pope and his closest with access to it. I recently covered this in my video I made on the secrets of the Vatican. You can watch the full video on my Patreon, or you can watch the shortened version on YouTube for free. What's interesting about the Vatican storing the Red Dragon Grimoire in their archives is the fact that it's believed that Pope Honorius wrote his own grimoire. The Grimoire of Pope Honorius is a 17th to 18th century grimoire which claims to have been written by Pope Honorius III. It is unique among grimoires in that it was specifically designed to be used by a priest. This grimoire was full of spells and incantations to summon and control demons. This is rather interesting because the Catholic Church claims to be a Christian religion, but for some reason has ties to paganism and the occult. If you watch my Patreon video on the secrets of the Vatican, you will know exactly why. It's the same when we look at King James, the king who ordered the King James Bible translation. King James ordered the King James Bible translation when he was in power. The King James Bible is the most popular Bible today. What most people don't know about this is that King James purposely removed several books that were canon from the King James Bible and also altered several scriptures to best fit his rule. He then banned all other existing translations, forcing people to only read the King James Bible. This is why the King James Bible is so popular to this very day. King James did this because he wasn't truly a God-fearing man as most thought. Not only was King James a proud gay man with historical evidence to prove he was in a full-on relationship with a man, he was also a devout occultist who wrote his own grimoire-type book. Before King James had the Bible translated, he published a book on how to control demons called Demonology, showing just how deep into the occult he was. Like I said several times in this video, do not attempt to play with any of these books or grimoires. They only lead to destruction. I only covered this because it's important to know your enemy. This way you can prevent their attacks. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I again want to apologize for my voice. Hopefully, I'll be able to recover soon. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.